Now open your question paper and look at part one. There are 7 questions in this part. For each question, there are 3 pictures and a short recording. For each question, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C. Before we start, here is an example. What did the boy forget to bring home from school?
Let me have all your gym clothes out of your sports bag. They need to be washed.
Yeah, Mum, I'm just finishing this worksheet. Mr. Mason's maths homework's really difficult. I can't remember how to do it, and now my pen's run out of ink.
Ugh, here, have this pen. Now, where's your bag?
I'm afraid I left it at school, Mum. I'll bring it home tomorrow, I promise.
The answer is C. Look at the 3 pictures for question 1 now. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear each recording twice. 1. Who does the girl need to phone?
Miranda, you got a call when you were out playing tennis. It was from Joe. He said he'll meet you on the steps in front of the library at 5 this afternoon.
I'll have to ask Dad if he can drive me there. Where is he?
Still at work. Call him now before he leaves his office.
Good idea.
Now listen again.
Miranda, you got a call when you were out playing tennis. It was from Joe. He said he'll meet you on the steps in front of the library at 5 this afternoon.
I'll have to ask Dad if he can drive me there. Where is he?
Still at work. Call him now before he leaves his office.
Good idea.
2. What was the weather like for the picnic?
It's such a lovely day today. The sun is shining. Why wasn't it like this on Saturday for the picnic?
Well, I know it was windy, but at least it didn't rain. You were still able to eat outside.
Yes, but everything got blown over, including a glass of water which went all over me. I was so wet.
Oh, dear.
Now listen again.
It's such a lovely day today. The sun is shining. Why wasn't it like this on Saturday for the picnic?
Well, I know it was windy, but at least it didn't rain. You were still able to eat outside.
Yes, but everything got blown over, including a glass of water which went all over me. I was so wet.
Oh, dear.
3. What will the boy buy from the newsagents later this week?
Did you go to the newsagents this morning, Andy?
I did, but they didn't have all the things I wanted to buy.
Not even your superhero comic?
Oh, I got that, but I'm still waiting for Shoot, my football magazine. Mr. Thomas, the newsagent, said he'll have it on Tuesday, so I'll buy it then. Fortunately, this week's wildlife news was on the shelf.
Now listen again.
Did you go to the newsagents this morning, Andy?
I did, but they didn't have all the things I wanted to buy.
Not even your superhero comic?
Oh, I got that, but I'm still waiting for Shoot, my football magazine. Mr. Thomas, the newsagent, said he'll have it on Tuesday, so I'll buy it then. Fortunately, this week's wildlife news was on the shelf.
4. How will the friends get to the party?
There's a party on at Chris's house on Saturday afternoon. Shall we all go together? You, me, Sean and Emma and the twins.
OK, let's go by scooter.
Not enough of us have scooters to take everyone there. We could just walk. Chris's house isn't too far.
Fine. And then later we could get the bus back home if we want to.
Now listen again.
There's a party on at Chris's house on Saturday afternoon. Shall we all go together? You, me, Sean and Emma and the twins.
Okay, let's go by scooter.
Not enough of us have scooters to take everyone there. We could just walk. Chris's house isn't too far.
Fine. And then later we could get the bus back home if we want to.
5. What can't the girl find?
Mum, it's Gina. Do you have Aunt Sarah's address? I want to send her that picture you took of the two of us at the zoo last month. She'll love it. I've got an envelope and stamps, and I know I wrote down her details, but I just don't know where I put them. Please call me back when you get this message. I want to post it to her today.
Now listen again.
Mum, it's Gina. Do you have Aunt Sarah's address? I want to send her that picture you took of the two of us at the zoo last month. She'll love it. I've got an envelope and stamps, and I know I wrote down her details, but I just don't know where I put them. Please call me back when you get this message. I want to post it to her today.
6. What time does the boys' bus leave?
It's 4:10 now. Have we got time to go and get a drink before your bus goes?
I'm not sure. I need to find where the bus leaves from, and it says the departure time is 4:25 on my ticket.
Oh, it won't take more than 5 or 10 minutes to get a drink, and you could buy a snack for your journey too.
Okay, but let's be quick.
Now listen again.
It's 4:10 now. Have we got time to go and get a drink before your bus goes?
I'm not sure. I need to find where the bus leaves from, and it says the departure time is 4:25 on my ticket.
Oh, it won't take more than 5 or 10 minutes to get a drink, and you could buy a snack for your journey too.
Okay, but let's be quick.
7. What did the girl spend her birthday money on?
Today's topic is things that are important to us. As you might know, it was my birthday last week. I usually spend any birthday money I get on clothes, but I got a dress for my birthday, so I bought this instead. It's for tonight at 7:30 to see the tower birds, and I've got a seat right at the front. If you've never heard their music, I've got their latest CD here, and I'm going to play this track, which is really important to me because...
Now listen again.
Today's topic is things that are important to us. As you might know, it was my birthday last week. I usually spend any birthday money I get on clothes, but I got a dress for my birthday, so I bought this instead. It's for tonight at 7:30 to see the tower birds, and I've got a seat right at the front. If you've never heard their music, I've got their latest CD here, and I'm going to play this track, which is really important to me because...
That is the end of part one. Now turn to part two. Questions 8 to 13. You will hear part of an interview with a girl called Eleanor, a young filmmaker who wrote, directed and starred in her own film. For each question, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C. You now have 45 seconds to look at the questions for part two. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully You will hear the recording twice.
Elena, before we talk about how a 16-year-old can write, direct, and star in her own film, tell me a bit about the character of Susie, the girl you played in your film, Stolen Dream.
She's artistic and doesn't really care what people think or say about her, or get upset about how people behave. I'm a lot like that, too. I don't worry too much about other people's opinions of me.
So, is being free of worry a message you wanted to communicate to your audience?
In a way, you need to be free. You shouldn't be tied to your background, where you were born, or anything you haven't chosen for yourself. People have dreams, and I guess I'm saying that they should have belief in themselves, that they can make those dreams come real.
It must have been an exciting atmosphere to work in. Was making the film like your own dream coming true?
Definitely, although it wasn't easy. I had very little time or money. People told me to relax, but I knew I couldn't. If I didn't work, no one else would. But after a week or so, because everyone on the film was facing the same challenge, we came together. When we all left at the end, it was sad because it was like a family breaking up.
Tell me about a typical day's filming.
I don't think there was a typical day, really. Each day, I got up at 5 to start at 6. I'd film 2 or 3 scenes in the morning and the same again after lunch. That way, I had a goal and knew how much I was achieving each day. Sometimes, if we needed to, we'd work on until late, till 3 a.m. one time. I really enjoyed my Sundays off.
It sounds like a very challenging thing to do.
The challenge wasn't really about me being an actor, the director, and also the producer. I enjoyed all those jobs, and it didn't take me long to get comfortable managing the main actors, cameramen, and sound people, and so on. I could tell them what I wanted. What I couldn't do so well was manage all the extras, the additional actors used in crowd scenes. They just wouldn't be quiet when they needed to be, or they'd look at the camera when they shouldn't. That was the hardest thing.
And how does it feel to be known as a teen filmmaker?
I'm proud of the film I made and of all the work everyone put into it. But, you know, people spend so much time talking about my age, and that can make me a bit angry. I just want them to talk about the quality of the film. In a few years' time, I'll be older, and then maybe they'll start thinking and talking about the films, not me.
Well, I look forward to seeing your next film.
Now turn to part 3. Questions 14 to 19. You will hear some information about a special science lesson. For each question, fill in the missing information in the numbered space. You now have 20 seconds to look at part 3. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
As you all probably know by now, this school is going to speak to an astronaut working on the International Space Station. It's very exciting speaking to someone in space, and many of you have been preparing for this amazing day for a long time. So, on the 7th of August, starting at 9:20, the whole school is invited to take part. Because there'll be so many of you, we're going to hold the lesson in the main hall. It's the only place big enough. It's also a good place because of the sound equipment we have there. All our questions and the astronauts' answers will be communicated over the radio. We've fixed up the speakers so that everyone will be able to hear loud and clear. So, who will we be speaking to? Well, the astronaut who'll be answering your questions is called Harry Burton. This is his first visit to the space station, where he's living for 6 months, although he trained for over 10 years to become an astronaut. While he's there on the space station, his job is to perform lots of scientific experiments. He is looking at the effects of living in space on sleep. Work like this may one day help us to live permanently in space. Just to give you an idea of what living on the space station is like, Harry and his colleagues are travelling through space at amazing speeds. 17,000 miles an hour, to be precise. To give you a better idea of just how fast that is, it only takes Harry 90 minutes, that's 1.5 hours, or the length of 2 of your average school lessons, to travel around the world. That's very fast indeed.